We're here with Randy Chapin, General Manager at Carlsbad Inn, and Carol Ann Petz, Director of Sales and Marketing. Their website is www.carlsbadinn.com. That's CARLSBADINN.com. So tell me, how long have you been with the Carlsbad Inn?
Good morning, Ruthie. My name's Randy Chapin, and I'm the General Manager here at Carlsbad Inn.
Welcome.
Good morning. I'm Carol Ann Petz. I'm the Sales and Marketing Director here at the Carlsbad Inn.
Good morning, Carol Ann. Good morning, Randy Chapin. We wanted to start with, how long have each of you been at the Carlsbad Inn? Randy, we'll start with you.
I came to the Carlsbad Inn from the Midwest in 1989. I felt like I landed in paradise, and I've just never left. So I've been here for 21 years now and look forward to being here a good long time.
Carol Ann, how long have you been at the Carlsbad Inn?
I also landed in paradise 20 years ago. I was a front desk associate for 10 years, and I spent the last 10 years in the sales and marketing department.
And I understand that the staff take jobs on and positions throughout the properties, and they stay for a length of time as well?
Yeah, Carol Ann and I are not unusual among the staff here at Carlsbad Inn. Nearly a third of our staff has been with the resort for 15 years or more. We recently took a picture with several of our staff members, and the seniority added up among 26 people was 496 years. So we're not unusual. We've got a lot of staff that has been with us for a good long time.
Randy, do you want to fill us in on Carlsbad Inn's history? I understand it's a very rich history.
Yeah, actually, the city of Carlsbad is a great place to start with some rich history of its own. This town was originally founded in the 1800s. And founded around a very important resource for that time, which was water. The water came from a mineral well that was later tested and found to be nearly identical to the water from a famous healing well in Czechoslovakia from a resort town called Carlsbad. And that's how we got our name. Later on in the 1920s, when the railroad was built, Carlsbad became a really popular stopping off point for a lot of Hollywood celebrities in their jaunts back and forth between San Diego and Los Angeles.
Don't forget about Bing Crosby.
Yes, Bing Crosby had a part of this property too. In 1944, Bing Crosby and a group of his fellow Hollywood types formed a partnership and bought this piece of property that already had a home built on it, a home built in 1927. They bought the property, added some cabanas to the property, and used the original home as the cantina and the check-in desk. For 35 years, the Royal Palms Resort, built by Bing Crosby and his crew, served Carlsbad tourism industry. And after 35 years, Carlsbad Inn was built by Jim Watkins, our current owner and developer.
And Carolyn, will you fill us in on the 25th year anniversary? How would you describe the property evolving? What's exceptional about it?
We're very excited with the 25th year Carlsbad Inn's brand new facelift after 25 years. We've evolved into a really boutique-y type hotel that's situated on the California coast in the village of Carlsbad. We have renovated our hotel rooms, and we're so excited to show what a beautiful location we have.
Now, I understand you have mixed use and redevelopment. Randy, do you want to touch on that?
Well, when Carlsbad Inn opened in 1985, we were the first property in the U.S. to include both hotel and timeshare on the same property. That was kind of an unusual concept at the time and caught the attention of a lot of big names in the hospitality industry, including Marriott, Hilton, Sheraton, and Hyatt. They each sent reps to see just how well this whole concept was working out. Nowadays, that mixed-use concept is pretty common.
And your property was the first?
The first in the U.S.
Randy, that explains mixed-use. What about redevelopment?
When Carlsbad Inn opened in 1985, tourism in the area had really begun to blossom in Carlsbad. And shortly after that, then the city of Carlsbad started a redevelopment process that lasted for the next 5 to 10 years. They widened the streets and added boulevards throughout the city of Carlsbad, all in an effort to try to bolster this new tourism boost that was coming into Carlsbad. At the time Carlsbad Inn was built, there was about 2,500 rooms in Carlsbad, and that's now grown to over 6,000. Carlsbad is now the second largest accumulation of rooms in San Diego County, and trailing only behind San Diego itself.
The Village of Carlsbad.
We're located in the Village of Carlsbad within walking distance to all the shops and restaurants. Carlsbad Inn Beach Resort is located right in the very middle of the Village of Carlsbad. We have 40 different restaurants within walking distance. We're also located within walking distance to a Starbucks, Cold Stone, and many mom-and-pop shops and restaurants. We're also located in the Village of Carlsbad 100 yards from the beach. Park your car, you won't need to get back in it.
That's what I was going to ask you. I guess you can come in, drive in, park your car, and you won't need it until you go home.
You can park your car. You can walk to all the restaurants. You can walk to the village and enjoy some art, music. Also, you can take the coaster train down to San Diego.
Oh, excellent. Is it the shuttle?
It's a coaster commuter train. It has many stops from Oceanside all the way down to San Diego. You could get off. You can get back on. You can go all the way down to San Diego if you'd like, or stop in Old Town San Diego. There are many stops along the way.
Is that Cold Stone Creamery ice cream?
It is. It's a Cold Stone Creamery ice cream shop where they chop in your mixing into the ice cream, and they actually do it on a cold stone, which is hence Cold Stone. Then we also have Starbucks and Jamba Juice, which many people are familiar with. But again, we have many other restaurants and shops that are located within walking distance. We actually have two restaurants right on property, one called Norte and the other called the Daily News Cafe. Very popular with visitors and locals.
And Randy, refurbishments and remodeling, what have you done at the hotel?
We've already completed 61 hotel rooms here at Carlsbad Inn, including some really special touches on our premier level. All of our premier rooms are finished with warm paint colors and white marble throughout the bathroom. And every one of the premier level rooms has a microwave and a refrigerator. Every room in the hotel has now been done, first and second floor included. And every room is equipped with a 40-inch flat screen TV, DVD player, iHome docking station. And then each of the rooms has plantation shutters and our own signature bed that's made of 100% green-friendly materials. After 25 years, it's really great to see such nice touches added to our resort.
What's new at Carlsbad Inn?
The answer these days is almost everything.
Carol Ann, what about Wi-Fi?
We have free Wi-Fi throughout the property. You can take your laptop out on the green. You can sit in your hotel room. If you are a corporate group and you're staying on property and you're having a meeting here at the Carlsbad Inn, free Wi-Fi.
Now, I hear a lot of weddings are taking place on your property. Where do those weddings actually take place?
We love weddings here at the Carlsbad Inn. We have three venues right now that we're currently using for weddings. We have a grassy green area on our far western green grassy area. 60 or less boutique type weddings can be held out on the point. We also have an indoor venue called the Sunset Room. The Sunset Room is a beautiful room with beautiful ocean views. And we also have the Village Terrace. The Village Terrace overlooks the downtown beachy community of Carlsbad. We have many venues for many different brides.
Can a bride come and choose where she wants to place her wedding?
The bride has many choices. She could have her ceremony and reception out on the point, or she may choose to have her ceremony on the point and choose to have her reception in the Sunset Terrace with beautiful ocean views.
What do you find is the most memorable about the Carlsbad Inn?
Well, no doubt our guests leave with fond memories of their visit to the beach and the friendly village of Carlsbad. They may remember how much fun they had as a family at one of the amusement parks or being involved in one of our many activities throughout the week. But what I hear from so many of our guests is that there's a special spirit about Carlsbad Inn, and I think it's a spirit of warmth and sincerity. I think that's really rare in the world of hospitality today. So many, I really believe that Carlsbad Inn has a real depth of sincerity with each one of our staff members. I think the seniority of our staff really plays into that very heavily. And so I guess it would be my hope that that's the thing that they would take away from Carlsbad Inn. It's our goal to build positive memories for every guest, and I truly would hope that the spirits of Carlsbad Inn is what they remember the most.
Do you have any special catering options for the guests?
We have many catering options. You could use a caterer that I suggest that we've used in the past. You can bring a caterer that you've been using in the past, or you can bring in your own food. Catering is really flexible here at the Carlsbad Inn, and something that can happen with corporate or weddings or even retreats. They may choose to bring in their own food.
How large a group could you accommodate?
The largest group that we would take for a meeting would be somewhere around 60, but we can accommodate up to 80 if you choose theater style. So if you're a group, whether you're leisure, corporate, a retreat or a wedding, we have something for everyone here at the Carlsbad Inn.
Now, Randy, what's your management company?
The property is managed by Grand Pacific Resorts. It's one of the oldest and largest vacation ownership companies in Southern California. Our company is based here in Carlsbad and boasts four timeshare resorts and three hotels in Carlsbad alone. Our family of resorts, 15 resorts, extend from Coronado in the south to Napa and up to North Lake Tahoe. We're focused on beach locations, and actually have one property in Hawaii and extends out east to Palm Springs. Carol Ann and I have been around long enough to watch Grand Pacific grow from about 150 employees when we started 20 years ago to now over 800 employees altogether.
And are you privately owned?
The hotel portion of the property is privately owned by its original developer, Jim Watkins. Jim is still very active in the resort and has been a major contributor during our renovation efforts through the last 6 months.
I understand one or two floors are already done and you're still working on more?
We've already completed the renovation of all of our hotel rooms, including some extra special touches to our premier level on third floor. All of our premier rooms have been finished with warm new paint colors, white marble throughout the bathrooms, and every one of the premier rooms has a microwave and a refrigerator in it. All of the other rooms have been equipped with 40-inch flat-screen TVs, DVD player, iHome docking station, plantation shutters, and our own signature beds made of 100% green-friendly material. After 25 years, it's a real blessing to see such beautiful improvements throughout the hotel. Beyond that, our library and our meeting rooms have been completed now with a new open feeling created by contrasting white and dark wood accents. The lobby and public restrooms are nearing completion at this point in time, and the exterior has a new coat of paint done in mossy green hues with white contrast. Our fitness center has been upgraded with new equipment, flat screen TVs, new carpet and paint, and we've expanded our pool deck and gave it an open feel with glass panels just to ensure that the Pacific Ocean is the perfect backdrop for unobstructed views. One of our goals with this renovation was to remove all obstructions so you see the Pacific Ocean from the moment you hit the front door. In the next few weeks, we begin the first phase of renovation for our vacation condo unit. All of those should be completed in October, and our second phase will finish in the early part of 2012. Beyond that, we have some exciting new and fun landscape plans that will add a sparkling fountain and some large romantic fire ring to a new patio area at the front of our center courtyard.
Carol Ann, where can people find you on the net?
You can find us at www.carlbedinn.com. You can reach us at 1-800-235-3939. You can even ask for me. I'm at extension 451. We also are on Twitter, Facebook, and TripAdvisor.
Okay, what's your Twitter address?
Twitter.com/CarlBedIn.
And your Facebook address?
Facebook.com/CarlBedIn.
And an email address that the public can use?
CBIReservations@GPResorts.com.
I can't thank you enough for being so gracious and courteous to give me all this time. We so appreciate you. We've been with Randy Chapin, General Manager at the Carlsbad Inn, and Carol Ann Petz, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Carlsbad Inn.
We want to thank you as well for coming and taking the time to spend with us here at the Carlsbad Inn Beach Resort.
Thanks, Ruthie. Let everybody know we'll be here and waiting for them.
Thank you, Ruthie.
Thanks, Ruthie.